just saw a videographer coming towards me and he was just blushing. I was like, who be this? I'm not the bride, oh.
Welcome to Just a Thought Podcast, a podcast where we explore big ideas, small ideas, and everything in between. I'm your host, Mure, and I'm here to help you think a little deeper about the world around you. Each week, I'll bring you conversations with interesting people, thought-provoking topics, and my own take on the latest news and trends. Whether you're looking for a new perspective on a familiar topic or a fresh way to think about something new, you'll find it here on Just a Thought. So sit back, relax, and let's get started.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Just a Thought Podcast, and I remain your host, Mure. Thank you guys for the love on our last episode. Thank you so much for loving. Thank you so much for dropping your reviews, your comments. Thank you so much for sharing, and thank you so much for listening. You guys did a great job. Thank you, and God bless you. If you're yet to listen, you're missing. I'm dropping bars today. Just head on, like right now, before listening to this. I'll be starting from here. So normally in the church I attended, or I was attending as at when I was single, you are to get the consent of your parents, that's the groom's parent and the bride's parents, before you can head on for counseling. So we started dating in 2022 January, and my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, wanted to see my parents in May 2022. So like 5 months in, and he wanted to see my parents, and I was shocked. Like, why do you want to see my parents? My dad is quite not harsh, so I was quite skeptical about the whole thing. He came to see my parents in May, and then my parents didn't give consent to our relationship. They just said, okay, we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And it was quite funny at that time, because I was like, are you guys joking? But they had their reasons for that. One thing that period taught me was that God is very interested in every aspect of my life, so he really wants me to talk about everything with him. So as of then, I used to pray to God and tell God that, please, if this man is for me, please just do it. Find a way to touch my dad's heart and then make him give consent to this relationship. You know, it took about 2 years before that prayer was answered. 2022, December, I traveled to Lagos, and I came for Christmas, and then I met with my husband's parents, my in-laws, and then they gave their consent. Funny enough, it was so soft. I don't know if it's something that happens with the bride family. They always take time to give their consent, and I don't know why, Sha, but if you can relate, please let me know. So it was so soft, like there was no issue. I met them and they gave their consent. In fact, they welcomed me home, and you know, they made me feel at home. I didn't even feel, because I was really nervous. I was really anxious. I was like, what if they don't like me? What if, you know, they just have something to say? And, you know, I just prayed about it, and I went, and they welcomed me. They took me as their own daughter, and I was really, really shocked. So why my own parents? It took 2 years before we got consent. So down to May 2023, my fiancé, then he had not proposed, but he wanted consent, right? So he came to see my parents again, and it took about 1 month before they give consent. So he had to stay in Abuja from Lagos. He had to stay for about 1 month in Abuja so that they were going to give consent, right? So my parents gave consent finally after praying and fasting. God answers prayer. That period made me feel like, gosh, God really took his time to, you know, make things clear, and they had their reasons for it. After that, you know, they were trying to get a date from church, because my dad was not a fan of proposals, but I really wanted something intimate. I wanted something that I could keep as a memory. But I was thinking of when exactly really happened, because as at August, the both parents met, right? So my in-laws came down from Lagos, and I came to Abuja to meet my parents, at least to know them before the wedding, right? So they came down and they met with my parents. So that was it. So I was really thinking that when exactly did this happen? Because it wasn't visible that I was ever going to get a proposal. Or I was thinking, okay, maybe when I come to Lagos in December 2023, my husband was going to propose, right? But I got it wrong. I just told him I wanted something intimate. I wanted something that I'll have my very close friends around, right? And all of that. And this man was so intentional. My husband is someone, like I said in the last episode, is a lover boy. My husband is very intentional about me and he loves me so dearly. Like, I trust Adam. If you want to know, like, I trust him and I love him so much. My husband literally put in all the effort to make sure that I was happy on that day. Right, I didn't even guess. I was shocked, I was surprised, right? And this is what happened. Meanwhile, at that time, he had already texted a friend of mine, who is very close to me, which I've known her for about how many years now, over a decade. Mfonobong, who was my chief bridesmaid on my wedding day. So Mfonobong is a very close friend of mine. She's a very detailed person. She plans well, like she's into event planning, like she plans events. So birthdays, whatever, if you're in Abuja, call her. She's really interested in planning it. So yeah, then I texted my friend and told her that he wanted to propose. And this CAA girl, as at that time, she came to stay with me at home. She came to stay with me for a few days and then, she just told me that, that someone that she knows, a friend, was having like a party. And I know the person too. Not like I know the person directly, but I admire the person, right? But she happens to be a friend. So I was really excited. I was like, okay, I think I will go. And then she told me that that's what's happening. So I had no idea that it was going to be my proposal, right? So it was a long gist. So what happened was that I fixed my nails. This girl literally took me to fix my nails. She took me, my friend doesn't fix nails, but I was surprised she fixed her nails. I was like, okay, I think this party is going to be a big bomb. And a day before, I didn't guess like it was going to be in Abuja, do you understand? Because my proposal happened 2nd December 2023, right? That's when he proposed. But this is what happened. I didn't think it was going to ever happen in Abuja because I had plans on coming to Lagos the next week, right? My friend, I told you guys what happened. How they lied to me because all of you, Jemima, Ufon, Helen, all of you guys lied. Oh my God, I can't believe it that these girls actually connived to, surprise me and shock me, you guys. A day before, on the first, or that day exactly, I told him that Ufo invited me for a party. And then, can you imagine, this man was ready, because he told me that on the first, right, of December, what happened was that he called me. That was on a Friday, right? So I told him, he knows that me, I call him randomly, and if his number is not going through, I can say, babe, where were you? So I think he called me himself and told me that he's going to Songo and then he will probably not be able to pick his phone and all of that stuff. Meanwhile, this guy was taking a plane down to Abuja for the proposal the next day. So I didn't I think I tried to reach him and it was like, meanwhile, then you already got to the airport. And then we do video calls, but that day I didn't do video call with him because I just felt like, it was going to Songo and then it'd be very busy. So the next day I called him, we talked, but I noticed that, I remember that he was on the bed throughout and he switched off the light of the hotel room. So I won't notice things in that room because normally I would say, babe, where are you? That was it, right? The thing that made me laugh was that I now started just telling him about the party that Ufon was inviting me to. So I was telling him that Ufon told me that I should come for a party with her and all that. I was like, almost slow. Enjoy yourself. Do this. I was like, okay. My husband has given me go ahead. So what am I not to do? Do you understand? So I really wanted to have fun. So I went to Ufon's place, took my clothes and some of my makeup stuff, and then she did my makeup. This girl did my makeup. She did her makeup. And then we went, we took a boat. I dressed up and we took a boat, right? But something which I didn't really suspect too, but I noticed that in the middle of the road, she was like, okay, boat driver, we're close to the place, I think, and then the venue. And she said, just drop us here, we want to get water. That she telling that she was not feeling comfortable, something. And then I was like, I was so agitated to go for the party. She was like, let's just get water. So I just noticed she was not really sitting down. So we got water and then we just sat down at a restaurant close to the venue of the proposal, right? So later on, about 20 to 30 minutes, they later said, okay, that she had told me that, okay, let's take another boat to the place. And it's just like a walk of 5 minutes or so to venue. So we went and all of that. So as I got upstairs, As I got upstairs, you guys, I started the Will You Marry Me kind of right. I saw it. I saw the decoration. I was like, wow, who is this boyfriend that did this? You know, I was just imagining for the person that this is so beautiful. So I saw that my friend was going into, I just saw a videographer coming towards me and he was just blushing. I was like, who is this? I'm not the bride, or I'm not the bride, and you know, that kind of thing. So I was trying to hide away from, you know, so that I don't spoil the whole proposal. And they were just saying, Bimbo, go. And I was like, what's going on? And guys, I saw my boyfriend on his knees from Lagos. I was shocked. For like a few seconds, I literally was trying to recover from that surprise, because I'm like, what? It's so, the plane, the flight down to Abuja to propose to me, you guys. God, I, like, for the longest part of the proposal, or the, that evening, I didn't get myself. I didn't recover, right? I didn't recover. And then I came, I didn't know what to say. I was speechless. And then I just saw wonderful people around me. I cannot mention everyone's name, but, you know, my friends were there, because exactly what I wanted, intimate and, you know, something so cool. And we had food after, and, you know, we just had fun, and we just said, if you want to watch it, if you want to watch the proposal, my friend, I think what I will do is that I'm going to link it in this episode. If it's possible, I'll put the link of the video for you guys to watch. I hope that's fun. So a friend of mine vlogged it, and then I'm going to put it in, so you can go to our YouTube channel and watch it. That's JLoNess YouTube. So you can go and watch it, and, you know, let me know and drop your comments and tell, and make sure you notify me and let me know where you're coming from, if you're coming from our podcast. So it was just so fun, right? And a lot of things changed afterwards, which I'll be sharing in this episode also. My reality after the proposal, first was the fact that I thought I was going to be over the moon after that period. But I was over the moon for that day. I was happy. I could literally not sleep at night because I was just overwhelmed. I was just happy. I was just happy. I was so shocked that this man literally did all of that, you know, just to see me, to see me happy. I was just like, this man is so intentional, and I'm not ready to trade you for anything. But after that day, my God, something came up on me. And then I don't know if it's only me, but I literally was thinking, are you sure this man is the one? This seems, it feels so real, like perfect, nothing. Like, this man is just the sweetest guy. Whatever he changes, you understand? And you know, people tell you, you know, give you this relationship advice that, ah, the other one was so lovely and all of that. And after marriage, it just changed. And I'm like, what if it changes? What if I had a lot of what ifs, and why I should be going into that relationship? I already, before then, don't get me wrong, I already prayed. I was already sure. I got my convictions to go ahead with the relationship, but I just had a lot of what ifs. So I'm going to be somebody's wife. So I'm going to become married. Like, do you guys get it? I'm going to be married. Hey, God. I was just happy. I was happy, and then, you know, a lot of things, right? And which is actually not good. But I wanted to be sure I was making the right choice, right? I was making the right decision. Because my dad always tell me something, that this decision you're making, I'm not the one to make it. I can only show you the path and tell you, okay, do it this way, do it that way, but I will make the choices for you. There are choices that you have to live with the consequence for the rest of your life. So I didn't want to get wrong in marriage. And then I continued with the relationship. I thought that, okay, another thing that actually was a shocker for me was the fact that I thought I was going to wear my ring 24/7. You guys, I didn't wear my ring so often. Like, I didn't wear my ring that much, right? Because, I don't know, it just feels like ring. And I remember that I always wear my mom's ring every single time. Like, I would sneak in and wear a ring. But this is me and your own ring, and I could not even, you know, wear it. And then the last thing that was a shocker was the up and down that came with the whole wedding planning, right? I felt like this man was, you know, so intentional with me and everything that has to do with our relationship. And I thought he was going to be so, you know, involved in the wedding preparation or the wedding prep and all of that. My husband was just interested in paying the bills, and then he didn't have time to actually get involved in any of the planning, right? It was so overwhelming for me because I was literally nagging every single day. I was like, guy, you're not asking me what about this, what about that? And he's like, at least it's footing the bills. And, you know, it was just, so it was a shocker for me because I thought that, okay, we're going to be working about doing all the stuff. Let me tell you something. Wedding planner is not a luxury. It is important. Don't think that because you're getting a wedding planner, okay, you are doing something so extraordinary. You need it for your sanity, which I'll be talking about in the next episode, like the whole wedding preparation and then the wedding day and everything after that. I'm going to start talking to you guys. I'm just taking you guys memory lane, because literally that was a period where my patience was tested. Every area of my life was tested. Like, I was anxious, I was worried, I was disturbed, right? And it really affected me, affected my health, affected every area of my life. I had a planner, but I still did not allow her plan everything. Like, I still wanted to be involved in everything, do you get? Because I didn't have an elder sister, I didn't have elder one, so I was the only one, and then my parents try and figure it out myself, do you get? And then I had friends too that also assisted. But it was a whole lot for me, right? It was a whole lot for me, and I'll be talking about it in the next episode. But these are the shockers for me. Number one was the fact that I thought that I would be over the moon after the proposal, which I was that day. But after that day, it dawned on me there were a lot of what ifs and why I had to answer. Number two that I talked about was the fact that I thought that my husband was going to be involved in all of the wedding planning, but shocker, this man was not. He was only involved in the finances, and that was it. And the third one was the fact that I thought I was going to be wearing my ring every single time, but nah, I wasn't, right? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please don't forget to drop your reviews. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to share. Also follow us on Instagram at Just A Thought Pod. I can't wait to hear from you guys. You guys are the real MVPs. If you are still listening to this point, you are the real MVPs. And in next episode, I'm going to be talking about the whole wedding preparation and all that it took from me, all that, you know, helped me learn and all of that. Like, the whole wedding preparation, I'm going to be telling you guys and giving you guys the full gist. So see you guys next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Just A Thought. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. If you did, please subscribe and leave a review, and don't forget to share. And if you have any thoughts of your own, please share them with me on social media at Just A Thought Podcast on Instagram. I did love to hear from you. Until next time, keep thinking.